So having listened to these words, having our hearts be open and receptive, I invite you now into a time of prayer, a time of meditation, a time of open receptivity to the inflow and the outflow of the breath of God, the essence of all being, creativity and expression. So take a nice deep breath, or two, or three, and relax and let go as we allow the toning bowl to be a part of thy vibration of spirit that moves in and through us. And as we experience a vibration of this tone, of the music, we recognize that all life is a vibration of energy, of which we are an integral part. And as we open our minds and hearts and allow ourselves to be in the flow of that vibration, we step outside of our outer world and the restrictions that we have from that smaller viewpoint. Because as we open into the limitless vibration of all that is, we are lifted up and beyond into the realm of creativity and imagination. That is the limitless mind of God active in all things, in each and every one of us, in the world around us, in our universe. It's stirring to recognize that we are part of something so great and so vast, and yet to know that each one of us is vitally important in the tapestry of creation. And so as we breathe, as we let go, as we relax, we move into that which we would call our inner sanctuary, the place within the mind and heart of our being that sees with greater eyes, that hears with open ears, and that experiences beyond limitation. And so we let ourselves float gently. We allow ourselves to let go of the strictures that would keep us within boundaries. We embrace the freedom of exploration, of curiosity, of newness, of oneness. And so as we breathe into this awareness, as we let ourselves resonate with this higher truth and with all who are gathered here, we join together and let our light shine out into the world, knowing that our whole universe resonates together in a dance and a song, in a tapestry of beauty, of expression, of fulfillment. And so we take a moment now to move into a time of silence, to allow ourselves to simply appreciate this amazing flow of divine pure being, of that which we would call godness, goodness, the energy of life of all that is. We embrace this in the silence of our being as we relax and let go. And as we settle into this amazing activity of spirit that moves within us, we can feel the cells within our bodies being energized and revitalized, healed and blessed and lifted up into the greater truth of our divine wholeness. We feel our thoughts being expanded into creative new avenues of expression. We feel our hearts filled with a love that is fathomless, that embraces us without condition, that enfolds us and reminds us that we are beloved. We are created in the image of that which is the energy, the vibration, the very breath of God. And we are created in that goodness that is of love. And so we allow ourselves to be immersed in this flow of light and goodness. We open our minds and our hearts that we may be inspired, that we may be encouraged, that we may be held, we may be lifted up, that we may be guided forward to do all that is to be done by us with a great sense of enthusiasm and excitement. A great sense of curiosity, a great sense of exploration, a great sense of becoming all that we were meant to be. And so we celebrate this activity within us. We embrace it. We give thanks for it. We receive it and celebrate it. And we say, thank you, God. And we let that resonance of light shine forth so brightly that others see it around the world. And in that light, which is the prayer of goodness that goes forth, we surround our prayer box and the requests that have been placed within it. We surround Unity Village, Silent Unity, our headquarters, knowing that they hold that supreme light of consciousness that enables us to continue to connect and to grow and to reach out. We send our light out into this community that we live in, and the neighboring communities, and on out into our world, surrounding them in that consciousness of creative good that manifests forth all that is of our heart's desires and dreams. And we take a moment to speak aloud the names or the situations that we would especially bless at this time. Dean, Ann, Isabel, Vicki, Evan. And through the mighty power of that spoken word, that is the intention of divine idea going forward, we know that all is surrounded in light. And we are part of that mighty flow of goodness that goes forward to create, to become, to express, and to celebrate. We pray this in and through the consciousness of the Christ inherent in us all. Amen.